Greetings, Nyawis Ganagogwego. I'm thankful you're well. You're listening to Gino. If you're tuning in for the first time today, Gino is a Seneca word for music or song. I'm your host, Brett Maybe, and each week we take a listen to some amazing music from different indigenous artists from all across Turtle Island. For the next hour, you're invited to enjoy the music in the chat. Joy Harjo, the 23rd Poet Laureate of the United States, is a member of the Muskogee Nation. She is only the second poet to be appointed a third term as U.S. Poet Laureate. Harjo's the author of 13 books of poetry, 2 children's books, and countless awards. She performs with her saxophone and flute, solo, and with her band, the Aerodynamics Band. Harjo has produced 7 award-winning music albums, including Winding Through the Milky Way, for which she was awarded a NAMI for Best Female Artist of the Year. And today, we're discussing her latest album, I Pray for My Enemies. Kicking things off, it's One Day There Will Be Horses. Turn it up and sing along. You're listening to Gino.
You stood at my door, peered out from the wreck of a 3-day drunk. Your eyes said, good man works with hands and wants a chance. You wanted a ride to the other side of town. No way to walk the bridge over Pocock Creek. One day I will be rich. One day I will be lucky. One day I will have horses. About relationships, jobs, and all the winners. You laughed, and we kicked back in my truck in the afternoon sun. You asked me to let you off near an overpass north of town. A creek ran parallel to the highway. There were trees bending down to cup the wind. And tools over your shoulder. A little rain began to fall from sparse, lucky clouds. Did you find a place to sleep? You light the dark as you sing this traveling song.
Thank you.
Joey Harjo's One Day There Will Be Horses from her 2021 I Pray For My Enemies. As we get into today's conversation of Gyno, I want to welcome you back. I'm your host, Brett Mabee. And as I was mentioning in the introduction, I'm incredibly excited for today's conversation with U.S. Poet Laureate for the third time now, the one and only Joy Harjo. Welcome to Gyno today, Joy. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing fine. I'm here in the Muscogee Creek Nation Reservation. We're at the edge of a storm, so we can use the rain, but doing fine.
Please, tell us a little bit about yourself. I mean, not that you need any introductions.
Well, I am the 23rd U.S. Poet Laureate. I finished my term in April, and I'm a member of the Muscogee Creek Nation. I am a poet, writer, musician. I play saxophone, flutes, etc. And mother, grandmother, great-grandmother, etc.
Well, that etc. holds a lot, too. You're an all-around, you know, modern marvel, Joy. And, you know, I wish we had an entire episode to talk about your poetry and your words, but you know, of course, this is a music show, and I think you really captured something magical with this new recording in particular. I do want to get more into specifics in just a little bit, but as we are talking, you mentioned you play saxophone. What came first for you? Was it your love of words, or was the music a relationship you started with first?
I think they came together. I started writing poetry. First of all, I was influenced by my mother's songwriting. She used to write songs, go in and record demos and send them out. And then she had four children, and that was the end of that. But she always had a love of poetry and of lyrics and lyric music. So it all kind of came together. But I started writing poetry before I picked up a saxophone. And I didn't pick up the saxophone until I was almost 40 and got together, pulled the band together, Joy Harjo and Poetic Justice. The name came from me being the poet and the musicians, the other musicians being, they were all native attorneys. And since then, you know, I do my own thing. I have a band that I sometimes call Joy Harjo and Aerodynamics Band, or sometimes Joy Harjo and Friends. And so, yeah, the saxophone, I always wanted to play sax, but it wasn't until I was much, you know, much older, and learned to play essentially on, I learned to play on stage essentially, which is not the best way to learn a musical instrument.
Well, the good thing about jazz is, I mean, you can hit those wrong notes and say it's all in the name of jazz anyway, right?
Well, that's letting it off too easy, because what I love about jazz is that there is a preciseness to it.
Sure.
And at the same time, I like the ability to move within those structures. Mm. Yeah.
It's an art and a science for sure. You know, as I am nearing 40 right now, I actually just started getting more into jazz theory and things like that, because that's, I think, the path that I see myself taking as I get older. I don't want to be, you know, a 67-year-old Keith Richards or anything like that. You know, I like the Jack DeJohnettes and the Joy Harjos. You know, this is the perfect medium for you to be able to combine words and music in a very fluid yet very structured way, like you were mentioning as well. With jazz, now, when did you release your first album, Joy?
I think it was 93, because we got that band together. It started out, the first song I wrote was for Anime Pick to a Quash. And there were two of us, Susan Williams, who was an attorney and was just getting back on drums. And we actually, our first recording of it was in the studios of KUNN, you know, playing it. I think we played it live.
Oh, wow.
And that's how it started. And then her brother, who had been heading up reggae bands, moved to town, and that's how we got started. But that album is Letter from the End of the 20th Century. And every album I learned something on, and that one I was learning saxophone.
I see. Well, I feel like this is a great opportunity to Give a shout out to our friends at KUNM in Albuquerque, of course, longtime carriers of Gyno and other great Native Voice One programming as well. So, Joy, what a treat for listeners today to be able to dive into your music. Of course, we're going to be listening to a few more selections from I Pray for My Enemies, and I almost feel like this is a good time to get back into the tunes, and we'll come back and talk specifically about this album and everything else you have going on. So before our listening is up, you out there in Radio Land, we're going to be hearing one from Bam Yoa. I also have Preston Singletary, Bernie Worrell, and Kuik coming up, but in this first block, Julia Keefe, Da Dat, and this one from Joy Harjo's I Pray for My Enemies, Turn It Up and Sing Along with an American Sunrise. Bebop, doobop. You're listening to Gyno.
We were running out of breath as we ran to meet ourselves. We were surfacing the edge of our ancestors' fights and ready to strike. It was difficult to lose days in the Indian bar if you were straight. Easy if you played pool and drank to remember and to forget. We made plans to be professional, and some of us could sing. The mountains with a drum. We made sense of our beautiful crazed lives under the starry stars. We learned the devil from the Christians. We sang. We were the heathens but needed to be saved from them. Thin chance. We knew we were all related in this story. A little gin will clarify the dark and make us all feel like dancing.
Make us feel like dancing. Make us feel like dancing.
With the music as I filled the jukebox with dimes in June. 40 years later, and we still want justice. 40 years later, and we still want justice. We are still America.
We are.
Thank you.
roll on the open road where the coyote roams alone, posted in my adobe home where no one knows. From the city of holy faith out the holy oaks, see the oldest folk through the hokey pokey spoken okey doke. Faster than your rolling spokes, dashing past the slowest pokes. I can leave the slightest wise as wild the coyote going dope. Pass by sagebrush, cacti and golden slopes, lonely goats, roaming cat, glass bottles of 40 O's, horny toads on a path that the Lord will only know. Obscure places, desert oasis where peyote grows. Stretch the beak, feet keep trekking through the desert heat just to eat sweet nectar. I pick the beat. Special treat, remain on the ground and floor like a road runner. By take four, we straight tour in the whole summer. Roast under the solar flares with no cover. Tread lightly and love this earth like my own mother. The desert rain, listen when the thunder rolls, making it through all terrain, drifting on another road, remain in a separate lane, predicting when the sun will show, feather plucking, forever running, but never running home. Rehearsal, my verse can be heard raw by the first draw. You can see him perched by the curb till he heard the bird call. Rushing through dusty clouds when nothing's out but a couple crows. Country zones, rusty nails, the muddy trails where buzzards flown. I'm staying cause I like the dry heat, even when it's barely green. Let's share a dream and disappear into the prairie scene. It's so hot, you cook your breakfast here with no oven. Funny how the road runners on the go. Still road running, still fly without having to flap a feather. Still bobbing, we haven't practiced together. Still grinding the tracks, we'll pass the desert. Still shining, no matter if it lasts forever. Road runner, running to the rhythm of life.
Hey everybody, this is Julia Keith, and you're listening to Gyno with Brett Mabee.
I wanna be no one but me. I'm in love with a lover who likes me the way I am. I got my faults, he likes my faults. I'm not very bright, he's not very bright. He thinks I'm grand, that's grand for me. He may be wrong, but if we get along, what do we care, say we? When he holds me close, close as we can be, I tell the lad that I'm thankful and I'm glad that I'm nobody else but me. I wanna be no one else but me. I'm in love with a lover who likes me the way I am. I've got my faults, he likes my faults. I'm not very bright and he's not very bright. He thinks I'm grand and that's grand for me. As we can be, oh, I tell the lad that I'm thankful and I'm glad that I'm nobody else but me.
Thank you.
Keefe's Nobody Else But Me, winding down our first block of listening on today's episode of Guy Note. Welcome back to the conversation. I'm your host, Brett Mabee, and I'm having a very insightful chat with U.S. Poet Laureate Joy Harjo. We're talking a little bit about her musical background and her love of music stemming from her mom and her songwriting. Of course, Joy, you took the poetry route first, but you get into music when you're about 40 years old. I am curious, you know, you had mentioned always wanting to play saxophone, but was there a particular moment where you thought, I'm going to do this?
Well, I was living in Denver, and I always said I would never live in Denver, so there I was, of course, the power that was never. And when I lived in Denver, the short couple of years I was there, I went out to the jazz clubs a lot to listen to music, and I acquired a tenor saxophone. It was a very loud King Super horn, and I just started playing. I had a friend write out the G blues scale and just started teaching myself how to play sax.
Well, I'm glad you stuck with it, because as I was mentioning, you've really created something special with all your albums, but I think especially with I Pray for My Enemies. I mean, this is, you know, authentic, pure bebop jazz, and you know, I want to just go ahead and say this right now. It's my opinion, my humble opinion, that you're able to pull off what Jim Morrison only ever dreamed of doing. You know what I mean? Because his whole shtick, I guess, was this kind of shamanic thing or whatever, but he never really said anything. He never really did anything. And when I'm listening to the sounds on this album, I'm hearing those very hypnotic kinds of textures, those rhythms, but you also have that added ability of your love of words and knowing the meaning of words. And I really feel like all of this comes together, and you really are pulling off what others only dream of doing.
Well, thank you for that. And I remember going out. I remember when I started adding music, and sometimes I would mute myself, and I'd sing sometimes when I perform solo. I remember people coming up to me and saying, I hear Jim Morrison.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, I'm not Jim Morrison, and I've always, you know, loved what he was doing. But with this album, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. A lot of people think, well, I was influenced because I'm doing poetry with music that was by John Trudell. And that's not, I knew John and I respect him, but it was really more Jim Morrison, and also Jane Cortez, who was a poet who had been married to Ornette Coleman and had a band with their son, where their son played drums.
Wow.
That was one of my first influences. But thank you for that, because I feel like this album has gotten a little lost. It came out during COVID.
Mm-hmm.
And it just kind of, it's not, people feel like they discover it, and it's there, but it hasn't, I haven't had the machinery behind me to promote it. You know, if you know what I mean.
Well, yeah, and I guess that was going to be my next question. I mean, do you find it hard? Because you're already obviously well-established as a poet, but do you find it hard for your audience to, you know, catch you on the musical side too?
Yes, I do. What I've discovered, I always thought, well, these audiences could connect, But what I find is that a lot of the poetry audience is just, a lot of them don't know I do music, and they get excited, and then they jump on over to include it. But a lot of people are like purists. Well, I want my poetry just as poetry. And I also have a music audience that really doesn't know the poetry. They're into the music.
They tell you they want their words on the rocks, huh? No.
That's one way to say it.
Joy, I'm curious. You did take a little bit of a hiatus, if I'm seeing things correctly, between recordings. Did you just get too busy, or?
I think yes, because I was really busy in the time between this album and the last. I put out two anthologies. I put out several books. You know, I put out, and then teaching jobs take a lot. So then I acquired a teaching job, and, you know, it's so there's that. And I'm working. I've got songs laid out for my next album. I've just been traveling a lot. I have three books coming out. One was released a few days ago, one about a month ago, another one coming out in March. And then I've been moving. So I'm sitting here, I'm looking at my guitar, I've got my sax over here, I've got flutes laid out over here, and I've got to get my setup going, and then I'll be off and running.
Nice. Life is certainly what happens when we're busy making other plans, and I can understand that. I'm looking forward to these opportunities to getting back into my own musical creativity as well. But, you know, such is life, right? Joy, how do you see this album differing from your previous releases?
Well, I get closer and closer to where I'm going. Mm-hmm. that's how I think about it. You know, Letter from the End of the 20th Century was, you know, came from when I was just reading poetry, and I'd always heard music with my poetry, and that was venturing out, learning saxophone, and so on. The next album, I think, was Made of Joy for Real. I wound up leaving New Mexico, living in L.A., and then into Hawaii, and that album was kind of an independent, you know, solo album. There's a story about that one, but I won't go into it. It's not a nice one, where the songs were all stolen and I had to redo the whole album.
Oh, no.
Yes. So that's why it's called For Real. The original title was Made of Joy. And then I did spoken word with just the poems, and she had some horses. Winding Through the Milky Way was with Larry Mitchell helped produce that, and that album got out there and did pretty well. The next one, Red Dreams, A Trail Beyond Tears, again, not enough, you know, it's out there. People who like flute like that album. I learned to play made of flute on that album. And this album, I was really just, you know, I wanted more horn on this album. I guess that's the other thing. I've done a remix of Remember, where I play saxophone on it. Sometimes I feel like going back in all of these and playing sax on every one of them. But I will on my next album.
Well, that's fantastic. Again, this is such a fun collection of tunes, and let's start heading back into the music right now. Joy, I was wondering if you could help introduce this next song, Calling the Spirit Back. By the way, this is the song that I had that epiphany with. I'm listening to the words, and I'm like, man, she is really pulling off what Morrison was trying to do.
Yes, that's with Rahim Ahash, who's an Iraqi oud player, amazing, amazing player, who really, you know, his oud solo just kind of makes it. And then my co-producer, Barrett Martin, is great at setting up those, you know, that particular mode or mood. See, a lot of these songs I had set up, like An American Sunrise, I wrote that and I had that all set up and ready to go. Some of these, like this one, Calling the Spirit Back, I hadn't planned to do that. But Barrett, what we did is went into the studio and did some of these that were more like readings with just atmospheric stuff, and that was one of them.
This is one of my favorite tracks. And I have to say, I had an incredibly difficult time picking the selections because I just love them all. So listeners out there, you're in for a treat. We're going to get back into our listening from Joy Harjo's I Pray for My Enemies, an excellent release from 2021. Before our time is up, I also have one from Sherry Miracle coming your way. Also, Cosmically Shauna and her meditation, Gratitude. But as we get back into it, you ought to sing along with this song. It's Calling the Spirit Back. Turn it up and sing along. You're listening to Gyno.
Put down that bag of potato chips, that white bread, that bottle of pop. Turn off that cell phone, computer, and remote control. Open the door, then close it behind you. Take a breath offered by friendly winds. They travel the earth gathering essences of plants to clean. Give it back with gratitude. If you sing, it will give your spirit lift to fly to the stars' ears and back. Acknowledge this earth who has cared for you since you were a dream planting itself precisely within your parents' desire. Let your moccasin feet take you to the encampment of the guardians who have known you before time, who will be there after time. They sit before the fire that has been there without time. Let the earth stabilize your post-colonial insecure jitters. Be respectful of the small insects, birds, and animal people who accompany you. Ask their forgiveness for the harm we humans have brought down upon them. Don't worry. The heart knows the way, though there may be high-rises, interstates, checkpoints, armed soldiers, massacres, wars, and those who will despise you because they despise themselves. The journey might take you a few hours, a day, a year, a few years, 100, 1,000, or even more. Watch your mind. Without training, it might run away and leave your heart for the immense human feast set by the thieves of time. Do not hold regrets. When you find your way to the circle, to the fire kept burning by the keepers of your soul, you will be welcomed. You must clean yourself with sage, cedar, or other healing plant. Cut the ties you have to failure and shame. Let go the pain you are holding in your mind, your shoulders, your heart, all the way to your feet. Let go the pain of your ancestors to make way for those who are heading in our direction. Ask for forgiveness. Call upon the help of those who love you. Call your spirit back. It may be caught in corners and creases of shame, judgment, and human abuse. You must call in a way that your spirit will want to return. Speak to it as you would a beloved child. Welcome your spirit back from its wandering. It may return in pieces and tatters. Gather them together. They will be happy to be found after being lost for so long. Your spirit will need to sleep a while after it is bathed and given clean clothes. Now you can have a party. Invite everyone you know who loves and supports you. Keep room for those who have no place else to go. Make a giveaway. And remember, keep the speeches short. Then you must do this. Help the next person find their way through the dark.